This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Britain celebrated the start of a new year by leaving the European Union, completing the biggest single-scale economic change the country has experienced in decades. Britain sealed a free trade agreement a week ago following months of tense negotiations, ensuring Britain and the 27-nation EU can continue to buy and sell goods without tariffs or quotas. As for the dispute resolution, the Court of Justice of the European Union will not be able to intervene, and frictions between the two sides can be subject to an independent party for arbitration. The World Health Organization Thursday approved the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine for emergency use, a move aimed at helping the developing world gain access to the vaccine sooner. COVAX, a global effort backed by the WHO to buy and distribute vaccines to poorer countries, has commitments for 2 billion doses of vaccine so far and is in talks with Pfizer-BioNTech to buy some of its vaccine, which is 95% effective after 2 doses. German firm BioNTech said Friday it was racing to ramp up production of its COVID-19 jab in Europe to fill the gap left by the lack of other approved vaccines. The vaccine, developed by BioNTech and its U.S. partner Pfizer, was the first to be approved in the European Union in late December. Countries including Britain, Canada, and the United States okayed the vaccine earlier and have since also green-lighted jabs by U.S. firm Moderna or Oxford AstraZeneca, leaving the EU's inoculation drive lagging behind. Analysts say Chinese supply of a COVID-19 vaccine to Indonesia and the Philippines is likely to strengthen Beijing's image in those countries, despite current resentment of its expansion in the South China Sea. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump returned to Washington early from his Florida resort Thursday, keeping up his fight with Congress over a defense bill and coronavirus aid checks. The White House posted a holiday video message from Mr. Trump, who has yet to concede his November election defeat to Democrat Joe Biden, in which he praised his administration's accomplishments that he said included its handling of the coronavirus pandemic and rebuilding the economy. The White House has given no reason for Trump's early return to Washington, but it coincides with his fight with Congress over his veto of a major defense bill and the president's demand for increased COVID-19 stimulus checks, as well as a spike in tensions with Iran. A Republican senator is criticizing the efforts within his party to disrupt the final certification of Joe Biden's election victory next week, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Nebraska Republican Senator Ben Sasse has issued a pointed rebuke of the GOP on social media, urging his colleagues to also reject this, quote, dangerous ploy. Senator Josh Hawley was the first to say he's going to raise objections when Congress meets January 6th to affirm Biden's victory. Other Republicans are expected to join Hawley. Sasse disputed the GOP allegations of voter fraud in key states and criticized Trump raising more than $500 million for his legal defense when it's really a blank check, calling that swampy politics. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A car bomb detonated near a Russian military base in northeastern Syria Friday in the first such jihadist attack in the area against the ally of Damascus, a war monitor said. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Monitoring Group reported several wounded in the attack after midnight in the Tal Saman area in Raqqa province, but did not give an exact figure. There was no immediate Russian report of the incident, which occurred in a broader area controlled by Kurdish-led forces, but where the Syrian regime and its ally, Russia, are also present. At least 25 civilians have been killed in the Democratic Republic of Congo's troubled east, local officials said Friday, blaming the attack on the notorious ADF militia. The army was chasing ADF fighters Thursday when they found the bodies of 25 civilians who had been, quote, taken by surprise in their fields on New Year's Eve, end quote, the administrator of Beni territory in North Kivu province told AFP. For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.